We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting the brand new Perek Kol Hatzlamim. Now, in the first two prokem, we discussed by beginning Yom Edom, they now do business with the Goy before his holiday. Then we got into discussions of Issah Hanah, of Cholav Akum, Pasakum, Bishul Akum, so on and so forth. And now we're going to a whole entire different sugya about Tzlamim, which is Avodah Zarah. So we'll talk about Meshamshi Avodah Zarah, Takrevis Avodah Zarah, different type of Avodah Zarah, and the Isser to have Anah from those Avodah Zarah. Zok the new Mishnah on Daf Mem on base. Kol Tzlamim, all Tzlamim, which you can touch statues, Asurim, they're all Asur, Pesha Hein Avodim. That means if someone finds a statue, he could assume that it's Avodah Zarah, and it's Asur B'Anah. Because Pesachim Nevodim Pamachas V'Shama, the Rebbe Meir says that the Derech was that they worshipped these statues once a year. It's a statue of the, whatever statue was. Sometimes it could be a statue of a person, or a statue of a, like a sun, a moon, whatever it was, they used to worship it once a year, and therefore you can assume these things are Avodah Zarah, the Rebbe Meir. V'Chomer V'No, Eina Aser, El Kol Sh'yesh V'Yodim Makal, Oitzipur Oikader. We'll see what that is a symbol for. But it's only usher if the Avodah Zarah is holding Avodah Zarah. This statue is holding a stick, or a tzipor, or a bird, or a ball, so then, like a globe, so then it's a simon of chashivas, and then you have to worry that it's Avodah Zarah. But if not, you don't have to worry about that. Anything in its hand is enough of a reason to suspect that it's Avodah Zarah. So we have here Ramei Yeshita, the old Slam Masurim, and Chom and Shem Gamil say it's only if they're holding something. Chom say Dafka, specific things they're holding, and we'll see in the Gemara what is special about those things. Zog the Gemara. First of all, to try to explain, what is Machlokes Ramei and the Rabbanim? Zog the Gemara. In the Nevon Pamachas Bashano, if they get worship once a year, that's Shad Rameir, so my time in the Rabbanim. If the fact is that a statue is worshipped, you worship a statue once a year, so then why in the world do Rabbanim say it's Mutta? My time in the Rabbanim. Which means they used to worship these statues, type of statues, Pamachas Bashana. Now that's in his city. But all over the world, Slav Dafka. Rameyer, the Chayash Muta, Gaza Shar Mekaimis Otto Oisamakim, that because the Chayash Muta, you guys are Shar Mekaimis Otto that Makim, Rabbanon, the Chayash Muta. Rabban is not chayish from Yuta, like goes with Shar Mekayim is Otu Oisimakim. It's not Gezer Otu Oisimakim. So we need to explain this like this, but the words are like this. That Avada in the place where they do Avodah Zarah, we know we worship this. Of course, it's also everyone agrees. Shaila is other Mekayim. Since Ramei is chayish from Yuta, so there's a Gezerah Shar Mekayim is Otu Oisimakim. And Rabban says, no, it's not chayish from Yuta, you don't make Gezerah. And Shaila is, what does chayish from Yuta got to do with Gezerah? Therefore comes the Ran, Meshem the Ramban, and he explains the Gemara like this, that there's three levels. There's the place itself that has Avodah Zarah, where they worship Avodah Zarah. Then there's other places where we're not sure if they worship this thing as Avodah Zarah. And there's a third place that we know they don't worship statues there. So that's the three levels. Zok the Ramban like this. According to Rameyer, place number two, which is we're not sure, there it's Asa Medina. Why? Because Chayesh Amir. Ramei Yeshit, all of Ashas is, Chayesh Amir, therefore it's Asa. Then, even a place where we know they don't worship the statue, it's Asa because of Gzeira Otu, the Mokkaim, that's Asa Atz Chayesh Amir. That's Ramei Yeshit. The Rabban hold that since in place number two, that type of place, which is a Sofik, is not a Sofik, it was a Raiv, and it's Mutter, so therefore obviously there's no Gzeira on the third place either. Therefore, the Gezerah is telling Chayesh Muta indirectly, because there's machlokes about place number two, if it's us or not. Therefore, there's a that would be like a Vachmin if there's a Gezerah or not. And the place number two is telling the machlokes Chayesh Muta or not. That's the way the Ramban, B'Shem the Ran, of the Ram, B'Shem the Ramban, learns the Pshat. Now, the Ran does not like this Pshat, because he says you don't find anywhere there are may it takes Chayesh Muta so stark that you make a Gezerah up to that. It's a gzera for the chayish muta that you don't find already, and therefore he's bothered by this. He has other pshatim. He says a different pshat, and that avada v'fri ameya, everything is mutam and adin, even stomon, because here it's only because there's different type of miyat command the isa and a miyat command the lesa. I in the Ran, along the Sharan has own pshat. We said over the Ramban's pshat will suffice with that right now. But I in the Rishonim that definitely handle all the pshat, and there is a Tosfos also that says a little bit of a pshat. But like upon them, that's what we're learning right now. So very good smack. We have a chesam ray and
the
chum.
Since it's
something great. I don't know Sun and Moon. What do you mean Sun and Moon? I'm talking about statues now.
It's not
I don't know. Anyway,
so. The fact that something great.
Right. Well, you're not enough from the moon or sun, you mean? You're not standing in the sun? What would you have to be now? Well, how do they have a statue? By the time you find a statue, we're having here walking down the street, and you find this nice figurine. It's a baseball player that you know. And you want to know if you let it, it's what to have an offerment. According to Aramei, you can't have an offerment because the certain places, they were Ovid, Avadizara, this thing. That's the sugya here. And any sugya about any other Avadizara, Metzshem will learn as we go along. That's the sugya here, finding slum. Yeah. So here, let's go. Do you worship slum or not? Yeah. So, Dr. Gemara Vaiter, Omer Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, two lines on the bottom of the base. Omer Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Ba'andurti. We're talking about a darti shemalachim. What does that mean? It means a statue of a king. Rashi explains. What do we mean? He said the sugi here of statues is dafka a statue of the melech. That's what Rav Yehuda Meshmuel says according to Rashi, that the iser is dafka a statue of a melech. And the statue standing in front of the Medina, by the opening, the entrance to the Medina, that's where it is. That is when you have the chashash of Vayezara. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos is not like this. Tosfos learns the opposite. Tosfos learns that when do the Rabbanon Matir is only by a statue of a king and standing by the entrance, because that is when you can say it's just Lenoi Ba'alma. But Mashainkin, if you have a statue in your house, maybe that's worse. That you worship it. So the opposite. Rashi learns the whole tzad isis dafka malachim and ba'ayin pesach medina. According to Tosfos, it's the opposite. That the machlokes is dafka by the one the rabbanon amater dafka by the one that's on the entrance and it's of a king. Mashenkin inside the city. Let's say that would always be usher. That's the two ways how to learn the Gemara.
According to Rashi,
yeah.
The rabbanon even there, that's on the land.
Even if it's the front of, I'm saying, if Tosfos got the front of the city, is more cooler, it's a bit cooler, it's a no. If Tosfos shot, actually. It's still be mutter maybe, because that's Lanoi, it could be Lanoi, that's just Lanoi in the front of the city. Okay, well, let's mix ourselves up, we have Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi shot, yeah. The Rashi shot is that the whole Issus Dafka enters the city and it's the king, and if he Rabbanon, the Dafka holds something in the hand, yeah. Zodim more on top of Memalef and Memalef. I'm a rabbi. Machloikis b'shal kfarim. The machloikis Rav Meir and the Rabbanon is dafka by a small, therefore, small city, small town. Abushal krochim divra kol mutarim. By krochim, everyone holds mutar. My time alinoi avdi lehu. You have a statue, and the feed Rashi would mean dafka. The whole shail is only by the ones that are in front of the city, and it's of the king. That's dafka b'kfarim. But krochim, everyone will agree, it's mutter. Why? Because l'noy avdi, they don't do it for avodah zarah. Freiti gemara, you tell me the kfarim, there's a machlokes about that? But the kfarim, mikam adem l'noy avdi. There's someone who holds in a little small town, you erect a whole statue just for noy. But the kfarim, mikam adem l'noy avdi avlu. The kfarim, vadim avchino avdilu. In a small town, for sure, they're doing for avodah zarah. There's no reason l'noy for the 8 people in the town to make a statue. Hello, you're right. It changed. Yitmar hochiyitma. Om Rabba machloikis b'shal krochim. The whole machloikis remain under Rabbanon is dafka by krochim big cities. Abashal kvarim divakol asurim. Coming out lemaisa that b'shal kvarim. Everyone holds. If you find a statue in a small little town, it's awesome. Why? Because there vaday. There's no reason to make a statue for noy. It's vaday for avodah zarah to worship it. Mashiki in the big cities. Machloikis remain under Rabbanon. Rameya holds that we choshish. For avodah zarah, the Rabbanon hold no, it's the noy avdi. Comes to the machlokes and says dafka in the big city, but in the small city, in the small town, everyone will agree it's a problem of avodah zarah. No, you don't. The machlokes, but in a town, you don't have to have a makkel. In a big city, you have to have a makkel. Yeah,
and the machlokes.
Yeah, bother. That's the Mishnah says. We're saying the machlokes in our Mishnah. Machlokes in our Mishnah is that the Rameya says it's always aser. Comes to dafka with something in his hand. The machlokes is dafka in the big city. But shal kfarim, there's no machlokes. Everyone holds slomim are asur. Mecham amrim, ena asurim, says in the Mishnah, Chom says it's only asur If it's holding a makal, a stick, makal, or a tzipor, a bird, or a kader. Now, what's the significance of these three things that make it into a vaday avodah zarah? So, we'll explain like this. Makal, the words are all talk, like in Lashon of bezayin to avodah zarah, but it really means the other way. So, makal is a siman that was, shiroides atzmai tachas kolam kule b'makal. It's, roides atzmai means its power over itself, really means it's being. It's a shaylit on the whole world. That al kolayim. We really say that makal shiroida al kolayim kulay b'makal with a stick. That's a simon that he rules the world with a stick. Tzipor, what's that a simon for? Shetayfis as metal kolayim kulay katzipor. Just like he's holding this bird, he's holding the entire world just like this bird. And kador, which is like a simon for a globe, shetayfis as metachas kolayim kulay kikador. He's tayfis the whole entire world like a ball. Now, there were some who thought that the world was flat. That's what you read in the history books. But the Gemara, already from 2,000 years ago, knew it was round. Because the Gemara says Kador. Look at Tosfos. The mouse of Kador. We can learn that Tosfos. Small little one-line Tosfos. By the wide lines. Sha oylam ogel. The world is round. Kedis to be Yishalmi. The interesting Yishalmi. Sha chsandris moikton olo lamayli. Went up on an eagle. Achara kolam ke Kador. Vesiyam ke Kaara. Perish yami kindness. Shemika makavs kol oylam. They knew that the world was round. So you read about Columbus, that in the 1500s, he had no idea. It's obvious he didn't learn Gemara. If we learned Gemara, we would have known that it's round, the world is round. It's a Mishnah already. No, that's right. If he's Jewish, he wasn't a practicing Jew because he didn't learn Gemara. He didn't learn Mishnah. That's a Yishalmi. You have to look at the exact what that means. But the world is round, so that's the siman. He's holding a globe, and that's the siman. This is avodah zarah because they're saying that they're shalit on the whole world. They're ruling on the whole world. Tana. So our Mishnah says only three things that make the tzelem into avodah zarah. But in the Braisa, we added on other items that the Rabbanu would agree that if the avodah zarah is holding it or the statue is holding it, it's a riot of avodah zarah. Tano, hisifaleim saif, a sword, a torah, a crown, a tabas, and a ring. Now, what do you think? Until the brides came along, wasn't it obvious that this is something that they worship? Someone says no. Saif mikara sova list the malma. It just means that this is like a robber. You know, you have a statue of a robber. It's not avodah zarah. You don't worship avodah zarah, a robber. Maybe today you would, but in those days they didn't think it was so special to be a listim, and therefore. Maybe it's not a right of Azarel. It rules on the whole world. It kills the whole world. The Rahag's aspect, that means it's Harag the whole world. That's the simon that it rules the world with force, with the sword. He makes crowns. He's a crown maker. That's what he does for a living. It's like a Torah to a king. Tabas, Mikara Savar, they thought he's holding Tabas. People just say, Shtaima Balma. That he just is a shliach who goes around signing for the king. He himself has the power to sign anyone off to Misa to kill them, and that's a simon of Malchus. But like upon him comes the Fidur Rabbanon, we have basically six different things he could be holding that would make the tzelem into avodah zarah. Rav Shimon Mila Omer, Shimon Mila says in our Mishnah that anything he's holding. Even if it's holding a tzorah or kisim, if you give something to the avodah zarah to hold, it's a siman that you're worshiping the avodah zarah, you're giving the avodah zarah some credence, and therefore this tzelem some credence, and that makes it into avodah zarah. Boi Rav Ashi, what about tafas v'yodei tzoya? Tzoya is waste. If it's holding, if this statue is holding a tzoya, what's the halacha then? Do you have to choshe that avodah zarah when Shimon Mila holds anything in his hand? Maybe it's a siman that the whole world is disgusted by this avodah zarah, like tzaya. Or Dilma, who knew the zol ba'apek kuliyama? He's saying the whole world is kitzaya. That's the avodah zarah who is taunting the rest of the world that they're like tzaya, and then it'll be a siman of avodah zarah. Teiku, we're not sure what be the halacha according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So that is. This mission to the next mission, we have a chagas Shimon Gamliel, we have a chagas Chama Rameh of Iker. If you find a stama tzelem, is it a avodah zarah or not? Rameh says every tzelem is a avodah zarah because a gzeira ato adam mekaymus. According to Rabbanon, dafka if it has this symbol in its hand, then it's a avodah zarah. Shimon Gamliel holds anything in its hand is a chashash avodah zarah.